Good Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Conservation Show. I'm Kyle Lenzner, and today we have Cassie with me, or with us, I should say. Cassie is works for the parks there. She helps out with a lot of the programs in the parks, and a little bit later on here, we're going to have her jump on and kind of explain some of the different programs that are going to be coming up in the local parks around here. But first off here, we're going to get started with some of the local fishing in the area. We can start down in Hamlin County down there. Lake Ponset is still going pretty good for fish, it seems like. Kind of switching over from the shore fishing over to the boat fishing now. Guys are still picking up some pretty good numbers of walleye out there. The size-wise, it's kind of staying the same. A lot of those fish are in that 15-inch mark, maybe a little bit less, and some nicer fish getting picked up as well. Crappies kind of starting to slow down out there, but it sounds like guys are starting to pick up some perch as well. So kind of a little bit of mixed bag going on down there. And, of course, a lot of white bass still being picked up. So a little mixed bag going on there. Otherwise, Lake Albert over there, guys are picking up some walleye out there. Once again, that boat ramp, it's not made for a lot of parking. So if you get there early, it's probably the best. Make sure you get some places to park there. But the fish that they're catching out there, not quite as many as what you would catch over on like Lake Ponset, but nice fish. They're in that 18 to 19 plus inches, so good healthy fish, just not as many. Otherwise, we'll jump over to Clark County. In Clark County there, Dry Lake number one, a few walleyes are being picked up off of the Northeast Road there, just north of the colony up in there. It has slowed down here, it looks like, in the last week or two. So, and the fish are probably in that 13, 14 to about 17 inches. So about right for that eating size, but not a lot of bigger fish being picked up. And boat traffic is pretty much non-existent with the way the water level is there. Dry Lake number two, a few boats going out, a few guys trying it. Some nice fish being picked up when the guys find them. It just depends on what boat you talk to, on who catches what. It seems like it's hit or miss. Some boats come in are doing real well, and then the next boat comes in and just isn't having any luck out there. Mankey's Slough there off of 25. Things have kind of slowed down out there. The fish they're catching, though, are decent fish. They're that 15 to about 18 inches, so decent fish, but has slowed down lately. Bailey's Lake up there north of Clark, few fish are starting to get caught up there, mostly panfish and bass, and a few walleyes are being caught as well. So some little bit of fishing. Bailey's has always been one of them good ones over there for taking kids to. It always seems like when you walk out to the end of the dock there, you can always catch something, for whether it's a small perch, bluegill, or bass. Always been some decent fishing for taking kids there. Jumping over to Coddington County here, Lake Compesca, fishermen are still picking up a few walleye, still on the smaller side. I'd say that 13 to 15 inches would be about the common size of the walleye being caught out there. Quite a few smallmouth being picked up, nothing real large. Large side would be that 12 to 14 inches. Most are probably in the 10 to 12 inches. So pretty good number being caught, but just not any size to them. Still a fair number of white bass being caught there, and an occasional northern or so. Down on Pelican there, a few guys still fishing, still catching a few walleye, most of which are on the smaller side. Most of them are under that 15 inches, but every once in a while, guys are picking up some nicer fish in that 20-plus inches. So pretty close to town here, nice little place to go and try. Goose Lake out there. A few nice fish being caught out there, a few nice walleye being caught out there, not a lot of them being caught. Mornings and evenings still continue to be the best time. A lot of guys are fishing the shallower portions. It is starting to get weedy out there, so I'm assuming that bite's going to be switching over here. It's going to be tough to fish from shore as those weeds continue to grow here. We haven't gotten the dock in there yet. The water level is just too high. You can use the ramp that's there. It's just you're going to have to back out there off of that ramp. And it's, the water's way up out there. I'd say it's at least a good 2 or 3 feet up. And until that water goes down, we won't be able to get the dock in. So not saying you can't use the ramp. It's just you won't have a dock to walk off on. So jumping up to Dry Lake and Grass Lake, guys up there are doing decent yet. Dry Lake, quite a few walleye are still being picked up there, most of which are in that 13 to 17 inches. So not a lot of bigger fish being caught. Most fish are under the 15-inch mark, and so not a lot of guys are going up there just because of the size of the fish, but pretty good numbers being picked up there. Grass Lake, guys are doing well up there, but that's one that's the opposite of Goose Lake. That one's pretty shallow yet, tough to get a boat in unless you got a roller trailer. And even some of the bigger boats are having some trouble. They're having to back way out into the water in order to get their boats off of the trailers just because of the way that water level is at right now. So, but the fishing, it sounds like it's pretty good. A lot of nice fish being caught up there. A lot of fish over that 16, 17 inches being caught. And some nice northern as well being pulled out of there right now. Heading up to Day County, guys are catching a few out on Wabay up there. Anglers are picking up a few walleye and a few white bass and smallmouth bass as well. Bitter Lake, fishing is picking up. Anglers are doing well, catching some decent-sized walleye. The best bite there has been casting into the shallower water, so fishing that 4 or 5 feet and less of water up there. It sounds like pitching jigs or crankbaits up into those weed pockets. Blue Dogs, anglers are still continuing to do pretty decent on the walleye there as well. And North Rush got added to the list this week. It looks like anglers from the past weekend found a few nice walleye up there as well. So just a side note here, going back to Lake Ponset down there, here coming up on June 13th, the Sorensen Access, which is the access there off of Highway 81 on the west side of the lake there, they're going to be doing some repair to the parking lot there, trying to fill in some of those potholes that are there. There's some pretty good-sized potholes out there that we're starting to form, and we're starting to wreak some havoc on some of the trailers backing in and out of there. So we're going to get those fixed. Hopefully we'll have that done here before the 4th of July especially. But they're saying it's going to start June 13th, and they expect it to take 10 to 14 days. So just plan accordingly. Some of the other ramps are going to be, all the other ramps are going to be open at that time. So there'll be definitely plenty of places to be able to get a boat on there. Plan ahead that that Sorensen Access off of Highway 81 there on the west side is going to be closed for 10 to 14 days starting June 13th. In other notes here, the Hunt Safe courses, we do have some starting to go on here. There's the next one in Watertown's not till August 4th, but you do have some time for that one. But just remember that these are all online, so you do have to complete the online portion before attending that August 4th class. And once you complete that course online, at the very end, there will be a certificate you got to print off. You bring that into show us when you arrive, and then there'll be a one-day course there that you got to take and finish up, and we'll be good to go. Otherwise, for the local courses, the other ones that are around the area here, we have quite a few that are going to be coming up about that same time. Just jump onto our website. If you go to our website and then go to the education tab, click on the education tab underneath there, you'll see a tab that says Hunt Safe Courses. You click on that one, and there will be underneath that Hunt Safe tab, there will be red lettering at the top that says view all current courses or coming up courses. And when you click on that, it'll list all the courses that are going to be coming up across the state here. So most of those should be entered by now. I think all the local ones up here I know are entered and should be in there and ready to go. So not a bad time to be thinking about that stuff, especially once, because a lot of them come up in August and July, and once you get into August and July, then you start getting close to school and sports start kicking off, and once they start kicking off, it's tough to find time for those courses. So get on there, see what's available, and get registered. Also, we just did have the elk draw, so if you were unsuccessful with that and still looking to apply, for online now, you can apply for the cow tag. So that goes up until June 20th is when the due date is for those. That's all online, so it's online registration for that only. So when you apply, you'll have to go online, open up your profile, and check out and see what tags are available. And June 20th is when that's due, and that's coming up here pretty quick. I mean, it's June 8th, so you only got about a little over a week to apply yet. So make sure you're getting on there, seeing what's available, and try getting signed up for them. Also, local here coming up this next week on Wednesday, June 13th, is the Clark Step Outside event. So if you're looking for something to do for the kids to do, I should say, June 13th is the Clark Step Outside over there at Oak Tree Lodge. I believe it starts around 9 or 9:30 in the morning and goes to 3:30 in the afternoon. So that should be on our website as well. Otherwise, if you've got questions in regard to that, just give a call to our office or call Zach Thompson over there at the or in the Clark office over there, and either one will be able to answer any questions you have on that. And that one there this year, there's going to be some different events there. There's going to be archery is available, clay pigeon shooting, 22s, muzzle loader. There's going to be a fishing station. There's going to be a waterfall station there, and I believe also a fur station there. So there's a bunch of different activities going on for that one. And I know they're going to have lunch for the kids there in the afternoon, so you don't have to worry about packing a lunch or packing anything for them to drink. Basically, that one, the main thing you want to worry about, sunscreen and bug spray, would be about it. And even there, we'll have some available if needed. But June 13th, coming up here quick. So maybe Monday, if you're interested in that or have any questions about that, give a call over to the office, and they'll be able to explain and be able to sign you up for that. We do ask that you pre-register just so that way we know what to expect or how many kids to expect for when it comes to food and stuff like that. So if you're looking for something to do, it's always a good... Kids always have a fun time at those. Just another reminder, it is springtime, so remember, baby animals are being born right now. A lot of baby birds out there, a lot of baby ducks walking around, a lot of baby deer out and stuff right now. That's been about the big call I've been getting this week, is dealing with baby deer guy or people coming across a baby deer laying in the grass, and mom's not in sight. But we assure you, mom's probably not very far away watching what you're doing and stuff, and we highly encourage that you just back out of the area and just let mom come back and lead that fawn out of there. And same with the baby ducks. Usually mother's not too far away, and we'll come find them and lead them to either water or where they need to go. So just remember, when you come across them, leave them be. Just let mom come back and let them get them to safety. So with that, I think we can jump over to Cassie. I know she has some... stuff to talk about here in the parks and stuff that's coming up here this summer and some different programs. And we're lucky here in Watertown that you got Pelican and Sandy Shore not too far away. So I know there's a lot of programs going on in the park this summer. So she's coming in here today to just kind of talk about some of the programs that are going to be available.
Yep, this weekend, actually, Saturday morning here, we are doing a scavenger hunt of all of the South Dakota facts you can think of. That's going to be at Lake Cochrane Recreation Area over down by Gary. And then we've got a lot of other programs. I open up programs for schools and daycares that have summer programs going on. So they're just a good way to learn a lot about some of South Dakota's wildlife and critters and everything we have to offer. Coming up in the future, we've got Father's Day weekend on June 16th. And we will be doing a fishing and cooking program at both Lake Cochrane and Pelican Lake Recreation Areas. Pelican will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. And then following that, believe it or not, it is the 4th of July weekend, June 29th, all the way throughout. We're having a big bike parade out at Pelican Lake, and we're throwing a big birthday party for America. So come on out, join the fun. Just a reminder that a park entrance license is required for them, but they are opened up to the public, so come on out, bring the kids. Good way to learn a lot. I've got a couple wildlife programs coming up. We've got owls in the future, nocturnal animals, some night hikes, pollinators, crafts, fishing, all sorts of things. You can stay up to date on those by following us on Facebook, Pelican Lake, Sandy Shores, and Lake Cochrane Recreation Areas, as well as Hartford Beach State Park. You can follow us on Facebook. Check in, let us know, send us your pictures so we can see that everybody's having a good time out there. Other than that, you can follow it on the Game Fish and Parks website under the events tab as well.
So yeah, sounds like a lot of stuff coming up in the parks there. So especially if you're going to be going out camping, or if you're just looking for something for the weekend, get the kids out of the house and get them out by the, get them out to the lake or get them out to the park there and enjoy what's going on. So with that, I think that should do her for this weekend. And I just hope you guys have a safe weekend. Enjoy this weather, and see you out there.